at 334-3139.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you. Through faith, we understand. Boy, that's a message. That's a book right there. Through faith, we understand. Let me pause there for a moment, if I may. It's through faith that you will start to understand things. Amen. If you don't read or allow the Word of God to come into your eye gate in faith, you're not going to understand it anyway. That's why people without faith, they can read the Bible from front to back, memorize stuff, and won't know anything about anything in it. Amen. Except the Bible stories. Amen. No revelation. It's through faith we understand. Amen. That's why we've been given a measure of faith. And you exercise it, it'll start impacting and influencing more and more of your domain, wherever you are, every area of your life. That's why the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Say it again, by what?
Faith.
Say it like you mean it, by what?
Faith.
Not by sight, not by feeling. Sight and feeling. But we break through by faith. That's why you always have to have something ahead of you. You know, I like to say it this way. I have this mic in my hand. This is what I have. But I'm always out here. My wife will tell you, I'm always out here. There's something beyond. And it had nothing to do with greed. It has to do with keeping faith alive. And God doesn't want you just camping where you are now. Even though you come out of this wonderful conference, don't camp here. Tell somebody, this ain't where we stop. We just got across. Now we got to check out this land. Now we got to check out this promised land. Now we got to check out what God has over here. There's something greater over here. There's more of God. There's parts of God you hadn't explored yet. There's stuff he wanted to tell you he couldn't tell you on the other side. He blessed you over there. Now come on over here and see what he's got for you. Amen? Tell somebody it's going to get gooder. And gooder. And gooder. Through faith, we understand. This is where it begins. Without faith, you can't please God. He that comes to God must first believe. So, it's almost, I don't know if this is an oxymoron. Faith and patience. See, that's a sign of maturity. Well, you can still be believing, but you ain't in no hurry. Because a lot of time, when a person is immature in faith and they're in a hurry, they break all kind of protocols in the spirit. Yeah. Amen. They forget about people. They forget about stuff. They break stuff because they believe in God. But you left something out. You hit a home run, but you missed second base. So it takes patience. I tell you, that thing will make you, it'll give you stature in the spirit. When you let patience, amen. 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 And all along rejoicing in the journey. See your destination. Amen. And you can right there have patience. Ain't troubled about it. Ain't worried about how long. ain't concerned with how is it going to happen. That's a sign or an indication of a measure of maturity. Because patience has to have her perfect work. We talked about this before. Patience is a woman. It's a her. And she'll do a number on you. But because she's a her, she's not an initiator by nature. You have to let her. You understand? That's why she's called a her. Patience ain't gonna work while you complaining. The pressure can get off of you. You can complain the pressure off of you. But you ain't changed none. It's gotten worse. It's coming back twofold. You can never get right doing wrong. Your thoughts, your words, your motives, you got to take control of them. Let patience, James says. It ain't just your faith. You can use your faith and leave a trail of dead bodies behind you, broken relationships, and all that stuff using your faith. And now we walk by faith. But you got to couple patience with it. Why? That's what perfects you. That's what matures you. God got to take the love of money out of your heart before he starts to give you money. I forget who it was. Money, 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 money. Money. I see a dollar signs. Yeah, take that from you. That cannot be an issue. Why? Where does it come through? Patience. I like to say it this way. Going so long, doing so long with so little. How do I say it? Doing so much for so long with so little. Where when it starts to come to you, you're looking to God. You're looking to be a blessing. Amen. So faith and patience. All right? So the first one, your faith is in his word. James also says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. The farmer, when he plants his seed, has long patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. He doesn't put his seed in the ground and dig it up to see what's Now, number two, your trust is in God's nature. This is a sign that you've crossed over. Your trust is in God's nature, in his attributes, in his character. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. Tell somebody right now, I trust in God's nature. God doesn't lie. Amen. God doesn't pretend. God doesn't tease you. Amen. It's a matter of whether we really believe. It's like praying. When prayer is not answered, it's because the structure, the pattern inside of you was not, let me say, equal to the prayer you prayed. No, you prayed amiss. And more than likely, you got. what you say. God spoke to me way back in Chicago on Stony Island under a tent through a prophet and said, the Lord said, ask largely and he will answer you largely. I'll never forget that. He wrote it in a big old white Bible. I thought about that. What according to the power that worketh in you, are you minimizing God? Are you acting as a mere man or mere woman? My job, the boss on my job, or my schedule, or this, or whatever. Are you rising up and seeing something above that? Amen. That is of God. Amen. And willing to be patient and wait for it. Amen. Hmm? But at the same time, you locked into it. I'm telling you, we are the world changers. Amen. Tell somebody right now, we're going to change the world. And don't think for a moment that God is not concerned with the lost. He's concerned with the sinner. He's concerned about the drug addict, the prostitute. God still loves them, and he needs us to live a life and have a light that can reach them. Tell somebody right now, you are his instrument. He came once. Now he has sons. When I say sons, I mean daughters as well. Our trust is in his nature. Hebrews 6:17. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Immutability. In other words, God, his counsel can't be changed. Ever way out there it may seem, if God said it, it can't be changed. Amen. You got to rise on up in your mind and in your thinking, and if God said that to you, you have a capacity for it. Amen. Amen. You got a grace on your life for it. That means God ain't gonna change, you got to change. God's not coming down, we got to come up. Amen. The immutability of his counsel. God says, my thoughts toward you are peace. That word peace is not just peace. Like I said, you study your Bible. It means prosperity. Increase. It means wholeness. All these things. My thoughts toward you. In other words, my thoughts toward you. That, you know, somebody that's human or somebody like you and I can have some thoughts toward somebody. Big deal. That's just what you think. It's a whole other world. When God thinks that toward you, that's who you are. That's what you have. Listen, the portal is open. We have crossed over. Don't you dare let anything leak out of this vessel. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Visit our website at www.trbanks.com.